together. There's no one higher than you. Redeemer, defender, our great and mighty Savior. There's no one higher than you. You are always with us, gracious to forgive us. By your power we've been set free. Lord, we stand amazed in your presence, astounded by your mercy and love. Surrender. Your grace for me is always enough. There is no one higher than our God. There is no one greater than you. Let my life forever praise the glory. Your splendor, your glory knows no measure. There's no one higher than you.
Hallelujah.
You are always with us, gracious to forgive us. By your power we've been set free. Lord, we stand amazed in your presence. Mercy and love. Our hands are lifted high in surrender. Your grace for me is always enough. There is no one higher than our God. There is no one greater than you. Lifted high in surrender.
Responsibility upon yourself to become your kids. Now, I'm not a teacher, but I'm a teacher. So we need to love our kids. Our kids are our church. And protect them and love them. I like us to pray this morning. I have notes, but the notes aren't.
God, you must bring comfort to this family. Thank you.
Oh, God.
I did not get Oh, God, I pray, Lord, that you will surround these families. God, that you will bring comfort. Oh, God. Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. I thank you, Jesus. Oh, God. Comfort them. Strengthen them, Lord Jesus. During this time of grieving, all this life change, this will never, never be the same. I pray, God, you'll bring strength. Jesus, thank you, Lord. Oh, God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. We need you, Jesus. We need you, Jesus. We need your help. God, we need your guidance and your direction in our schools, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Help us, God.
maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. You are here, touching every heart. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, healing every heart. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, mending every heart. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, turning us around. I worship you. I worship you.
Even when I don't feel that you're working. you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working.
Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop working. You never stop working.
Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop 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 working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. And even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop 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 working. Who you are, Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are.
Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I worship you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We're going to have the ushers come.
Every praise is
glory, hallelujah, is you our God. Every praise is to our God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, you're the answer. Jesus, you're the answer. Okay, for a few moments, can we just lift our hands, lift our voices?
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. How wonderful you are, God. Serve you, God, and find your strength and your help. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, why don't we applaud the Lord right now for his goodness? We applaud you, Jesus. We applaud you, Jesus. God bless you for standing. You may be seated. I do want to make you aware of a few things by way of announcement. Tonight, Faith and Family Night. I encourage you to come, be a part of a gathering together. There is no cost. If you'd like to give a donation, we would certainly accept donations. All the proceeds will go towards a building fund. But we are doing wonderful baked potatoes. If you've never had the baked potatoes around here, they're awesome. And then as a little additive, that's all right, you can applaud that. That's good. As a little additive to that, we're going to have a little chili cook-off, a little friendly competition. And so you can put the chili on the baked potato if you want, or you can eat it separately, however you feel. But there'll be a little contest tonight. We've got some that have signed up to be a part of the chili cook-off. So that's happening. It's going to kick off around here about 6 o'clock. If you have board games, games that you like to play with family, this is one of those nights where we encourage getting together and playing games and fellowshipping, and we'll have a little competition with the chili cook-off and just have a good time together. I know there are some that are off work tomorrow because it is President's Day. Kids are off school, at least here in the Sandwich area. And so we don't have to rush home. We can just kind of hang out and fellowship together. And so we encourage that tonight. We will pick back up with Financial Peace University next Sunday on the 25th. And so we hope that you are doing your work, your homework and stuff that is involved in that curriculum. FAC of Aurora, First Apostolic Church of Aurora, is having a children's revival coming up Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. But you need to be here on Wednesday. But you can go on Thursday and Friday. And Brother and Sister Woods have offered to take the church van and all those that would like to go and be a part of that. You need to see them, let them know. They're planning to go on both Thursday and Friday night. It is a children's revival, and by Brother Eddie Gordon. If you've ever heard of him or seen him minister, he does a great job. The theme is superheroes, and so I know the kids will be excited to go and be a part of that. So they are planning on taking the church van both Thursday and Friday night. The van is leaving at 6 o'clock on both those nights. So if you want to go, you need to be here. We realize that Thursday night is a school night, but they usually end up there around 8:30, so they will get back just as soon as possible. And so if you need a ride or you would like to go and want to know how you can make that happen, please see Brother and Sister Woods, and they can tell you how that they may be able to pick you up and all that good stuff. So just want to make you aware of that. This coming Wednesday night, regularly scheduled Bible study, adult Bible study together, kids power hour, youth class. And then we had scheduled a week from Monday, we had scheduled a business meeting, but I'm going to be out of town on that night, and I'm not going to be able to hold that business meeting, so we're going to have to reschedule that, and I will get with department heads, and we'll reschedule that meeting here in the not-too-distant future, but unfortunately, I cannot be here on that night. I'll be traveling, so I will not be able to do that. Other events are there. There's a hyphen event coming up, I believe, March the 9th. If you'd like to go and be a part of that, it is a ministry for 18 year and above, single. And so you can make yourself available. I think they have 10 tickets for sale. See Brother Matt Woods for details on that. They are planning to go. It is a Christian comedian. If you've never heard of him, Michael Jr. does a great job. It is part of his tour, part of his stop. And so the church has purchased tickets, and so we'll make that available to you. You just need to see Brother Woods, and he can organize all that. So a lot of stuff going on. Passing the Mantle conference happening at UPC Bartlett. And that is coming up the 8th and the 9th of March. So just a lot of things in the near future. We try to keep you abreast of everything happening via the calendar, via the announcement scrolling between services and before services. So just want to keep you aware of what's going on. Also, there is peanut brittle and brittle corn that is available to sell. And if you need to take, you would like to take some to sell as well, please see Brother and Sister Grimm. They can write your name down. You can take some patties or some bags of brittle corn, and we can sell it. Again, all those proceeds going towards Building Improvement Fund. Why don't you stand to your feet? If Feels good to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. I'm thankful for those that were here last Sunday in my absence. And great reports from God's work and move through service. Thank you for being here. Hopefully we won't have another weekend in the sense of the snow and weather like last weekend. Maybe we're on the tail end of winter, hopefully. And yes, I get a witness in the house. I thought I'd get more than one witness. Brother Jay gave me a witness and nobody else. I guess y'all like all that nastiness. I was enjoying Florida for the day I was there. I'll tell you, it was 60 degrees different when I flew here and landed there. Had on a sweater and a coat, and I landed there and realized immediately I didn't need either one. And just thank you so much for all of those that stepped in and helped out last week in my absence. If you have your Bibles and you would be so kind, Isaiah chapter number 53. Thank you, Brother Wallace. Thank you, Brother Wallace, for getting up here last night and making sure the walks and the parking lot was shoveled. He took it upon himself to come up here with a shovel and clear it all out. Wasn't a lot of snow, but enough snow that would have been slippery. And so thank you, Brother Wallace, for doing that. Appreciate that very much. All the hands that help out around here. I would say this, and those of you that are teaching in classes, or maybe I realize that when we have extreme temps, there's heaters that we plug in or baseboard heaters that we turn on. Do pastor a favor. I realize when we got our electric bill in this month, it is twice as much as this month last year. And so I called about it, and you know, trying to figure out what the deal was, and evidently we were using twice as much electricity. So there's a reason for that. Don't know what it is, but just trying to, if you plug something in, plug a heater in, and this is me too, because I left one on, so I'm telling on myself. I did it, and Sister Carrie, she was able to unplug it while she was there cleaning, but just try to remember, if you plug in a heater, please unplug it. You turn a baseboard heater on, please turn it off. That way we're not heating the building in our absence, and we're not, spending good money after bad stuff. So, but that's just, I ask your help in that. Good report. We did get the part for the boiler. The second boiler is up and running. That's the reason why I was a little more comfortable here in the house of the Lord this morning. And so we're thankful. God worked that out. We were able to get it, and part was replaced. Isaiah chapter number 53. Begin reading in verse number 3. When you're there, can you say amen? He is despised and rejected of men, man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. Chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes we are healed. I want to draw your attention back to verse number 3. Great prophet Isaiah said, he is despised and rejected of men, man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. I want to pay particular attention to this phrase. It's where I would like to draw the bulk of what I endeavor to speak this morning. And we hid, I'm going to say we hid. We hid, as it were, our faces from him. I'm going to say we hid our faces. Now, the Lord, I want to preach to you upon this subject. Look full and free. Look full and free. Lord Jesus, we love you. God, I thank you for your goodness and your mercy. God, I thank you for your presence in this place this morning. God, I thank you for the faithful that have gathered here this morning to hear your word. Lord, I pray that we would open our hearts and our minds to receive your word, to be challenged, God, to be stirred in spirit. God, that we would go forth and do your will. God, that we would do our best, God, to live our lives in alignment with your word. We love you, Jesus. We praise you. We honor you. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy and your grace, for all that you are and all that you do. Jesus, in your precious name, in Jesus' name we ask it, and everybody said amen. God bless you for standing. You may be seated. Look full and free. I've read this passage in Isaiah 53 numerous times, as I'm sure many of you have as well. But in hearing this passage recently recited, there was a part of the passage that resonated with me. A phrase I had read many times before, but now felt a hunger for clarity concerning its use in the passage. For not only does the prophet Isaiah describe what will happen with Jesus, he also describes the reaction of mankind towards Jesus. For Isaiah says, "We hid, as it were, our faces from him." Isaiah, the great messianic prophet who prophesied numerous things concerning Jesus Christ, he made this statement in the middle of talking about Jesus and in the middle of describing some of the things that would happen as a result of the crucifixion. And so this phrase jumped out at me and I began to hunger for what does it mean? Why does Isaiah say we hid, as it were, our faces from him? What does it mean? Could it have multiple meanings? Certainly the refusal to look at him or either to be looked upon by him is significant. The prophet places it there in the passage and he says and he makes a note that while he talks about Jesus and what he's enduring and what he's going through and all the persecution and suffering that we read throughout the passages that we consider messianic prophecies concerning Jesus, the prophet Isaiah says, we hid, as it were, our faces from him. We looked away. Why? We didn't want to behold. Why? What was it that caused us? Or was it more than one thing? And what can I draw from this passage where the prophet Isaiah says, we hid, as it were, our faces from him? Isaiah had a great many things to say concerning Jesus. He was a messianic prophet, we would say. He had many prophecies, multiple prophecies concerning Jesus Christ. Isaiah 7:14, he tells us that he will be born of a virgin and his name shall be called Emmanuel. Isaiah 9:1, he tells us that he would have a ministry from Galilee, and we know that that happened with Jesus. Isaiah 9:7 tells us that he would be heir to the throne of his father David. Isaiah 11:4 says that he would judge the earth with righteousness. Isaiah 11:10 says that he would be a root of Jesse and be sought by the Gentiles. Isaiah 40:3 says and tells us, prophesying concerning John the Baptist, that his way would be prepared before him. All these prophecies Isaiah details concerning Jesus Christ and his coming. From his birth to the way in which he would be revealed and to the things which he would do. But as you get to chapter 53 of the book that bears your name, Isaiah, you get even more detailed. With much detail thereafter, you're dealing with the crucifixion. And here you use that little word, we. As if you, Isaiah, are including yourself in the crowd. It happened some 700 years later, but you include yourself when you say, we hid, as it were, our faces from him. Why so descriptive? Why do you include yourself, Isaiah? Why do you include yourself in the passage? And as I begin to think on this more and more, and I begin to wonder why it's there, and why did the prophet Isaiah say we and include himself, I begin to realize there are multiple reasons why one might hide their face. As I begin to think about it, I really thought there's really two main reasons why someone would hide their face. Either it is to not see or to not look upon or to not witness or not have revealed unto them what is happening or what has gone on, or it is either to not be seen themselves. Either to not see or to not be seen. So the prophet Isaiah says, we hid, as it were, our faces from him. We didn't either want to look, or we didn't want to be seen, or both. We hid, as it were, our faces from him.
Maybe it was because we did not want to see. Maybe like the individual who doesn't want to look at something that is about to be displayed in front of, maybe like the little kid that the scary scene is about to be displayed on the screen, and so they take the covers and they put them over their head because they don't want to see. Or maybe they put their hands over their eyes and you got to tell them, no, don't cover your eyes. They don't want to see. They don't want to witness what is about to take place. If I look at that, I don't want to see it, because if I see it, it becomes a reality. If I view it, if I allow it to enter into my mind's eye just by looking, then I got to admit it's real. I don't want to see. I don't want to see that. Isaiah, you get real descriptive, and I'd rather not witness that. Isaiah, you talk about what happens to him, and I'd rather not look upon that, Isaiah. I'd rather not see a man rejected and despised. I'd rather not see someone stricken, smitten of God. I'd rather not see it, Isaiah. I'd rather hide my face than to look upon and gaze at what you are saying is there. For he stands there. A great God and Savior, the pores of skin leaking blood from plucked hair from off of his beard. His lips swollen, cracked, and bleeding from being slapped. The spit sliding down his cheeks. The contusions across his face. The thorns pressed deep into his brow. Blood running in rivulets down his face. Stop, Isaiah! I don't want to see it. It's disturbing to see someone who is innocent being punished. It is disturbing to see someone who's not worthy of that kind of treatment receive that kind of treatment. I'd rather look away, Isaiah. I don't want to see it. I don't want to look at my Savior with cuts upon his face. I don't want to look at him with thorns pressed into his brow. Please, Isaiah, stop! Rather not have the imagery. I don't even want it to enter into my mind's eye. I don't want to see my Savior like that. I don't want to see the one who is taking upon the sins of the world. I don't want to see the grotesque visage. I don't want to see his face beaten and bloody. I don't want to see his patchy beard because it's been plucked. Please, Isaiah, quit with the imagery. Even though you're looking ahead, foretelling events some 700 years down the road. And this I've come to realize, the reason why Isaiah says we hid, as it were, our faces from him is because rejection is hideous. Because seeing someone ridiculed and mocked, seeing someone persecuted and beaten, seeing someone who is reviled, seeing someone who is stricken and smitten, seeing someone who is suffering, that's appalling. I'd rather not see it. For that's what rejection looks like. That's what being despised looks like. That's what being ridiculed looks like. Say with me. And so we hid, as it were, our faces from him. We didn't want to see it. Now hold on. Tighten your seatbelts. Christendom today doesn't want to hear that type of preaching. They don't want to hear about suffering. They don't want to hear about rejection. They don't want to hear about persecution and ridicule. To them, it's appalling. Let's take the blood out. Let's take those gruesome things out. Let's talk about just the good things. Let's talk about just the blessings of God. Let's talk about the good feelings that I have. Let's talk about all the good stuff. But please, preacher, don't put in my mind's eye rejection. Don't tell me things like, if we suffer with him, we shall also reign with him. Please don't bring out those scriptures, preacher. Don't talk to me about being rejected. Don't tell me about the words of Jesus. Blessed are you when men shall revile you and persecute you and say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for so persecuted you they, the prophets which were before you. I'd rather not hear about that kind of stuff. I'd rather not hear about the fact that I'm going to be ridiculed and mocked and persecuted for what I believe. I'd rather not look upon the reality that if I'm going to follow you, I'm going to have to take up a cross. I'd rather not. I'm preaching now. I'd rather not have someone get up in a pulpit on a Sunday morning and tell me about the beatings and the bruisings and the contusions I'm going to receive as a result of my decision to follow after Christ. Tell me about the blessings. Tell me about the good stuff, preacher. But don't tell me about rejection and sorrow. We'd rather, as it were, hide our faces from him. Come on, preacher, don't you know? Nobody wants that kind of Christianity. We want love and miracles and healing, but suffering, that's ugly. Ridicule, that's something to be reviled. To be beat up and persecuted, I'd rather not look upon that. Look at what Paul said, 2 Corinthians 4:6. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God. Where's the glory of God revealed? In the face of Jesus Christ. I'm sorry, but that face of Jesus Christ is not those pictures that you see with the little halo about his head. It's not the picture where his face is so meticulously painted with such a good complexion and so. It's not the face of Jesus Christ. That's not where the glory of God is revealed. I'm sorry, but you need to understand that face of Jesus. The face of Jesus Christ, as I see it according to the Word of God, it was so messed up. That same prophet Isaiah wrote this in Isaiah 52:14. As many were astonished at thee, his visage was so marred more than any man, and his form more than the sons of men. Thomas saw the nail prints in his hand and the spear, the wound in his side. Why would we think that his face had somehow miraculously turned back to pre-Calvary condition? My Bible tells me that he was so messed up that a woman who had followed him for years didn't recognize him the morning of his resurrection. His face was so marred up. He was so bruised and so bloody. She didn't even recognize him until he spoke to her. What are you saying? That's the face of Jesus Christ. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. We turned aside because we don't want to see. And then I thought of the other reason. Not only would one turn their face aside because they don't want to see, they would also hide their face so that they are not seen. I can't let them see me. I've got to hide my face. Maybe you've been in a department store and you see someone from a distance. Y'all know where I'm going. That's why you're smiling. You'd rather not be seen. So I'll skirt down this aisle because I know they're about to turn on that aisle. And I think I saw them before they saw me. And so I'll come back a little later to the grocery department. There's something on the other side of the store that I need to get at this moment. Maybe I'm embarrassed for someone to see me like this. I remember as a kid, I was 8. Bike riding accident broke my arm. And so back in those days, it was that plaster cast, you know, they put on and came all the way up, broke it here, both these bones. And so cast came all the way up here. And, you know, you had the 6 weeks of that white, nasty, itchy, smelly thing attached to your arm. And it was cool because kids would color on it. Everybody could sign your cast. It's a war story, you know. You could tell everybody how it got broke and you would exaggerate a little bit. Then that fateful day came when I went to the doctor and they took that little thing and they cut it off. And when they took it off, and I looked at this arm compared to this arm. And this arm was all white and nasty looking. And it was thin, like it was like, looked like half the size of this arm because I couldn't move it for like 6 weeks and it was in this position. I remember crying. I don't want to go to school, Mom. They're going to laugh at me. Look at my arm. I don't want them to see me. She's like, well, how long do you think it's going to take for you to get back to normal? I don't know, but I want to stay out of school until it does. I don't want to be seen. They'll laugh at me. They'll mock me. It was cool while the cast was on, but now it's off and it looks silly. People will say things and I don't want them to see me. Don't look at me. I don't want you to see me like this, so I'll hide my face. Like the leper that would cover his or her face and yell, unclean. I don't want to see you because I'll see the expression on your face, and I don't want you to see me because I'm ghastly. We hid, as it were, our faces from him. I don't want to look at that, and I don't want him to look at me. Because sin has left me scarred. I've been wounded deep. The bruising and the battering that I've suffered in my life has left me much less beautiful than before. Spiritually, I'd rather not have him see me like this. So we hid, as it were, our faces from him. Maybe if you would have looked before all this happened, maybe if you would have looked before I had these experiences and these circumstances, maybe before the bruising, maybe before the bleeding, maybe before the battering and the beating that life has brought upon me, maybe then. But now, it's spiritually ghastly, and I don't want you to gaze upon this. I don't want you to see this. I'll spare you the awkwardness of having to mask your disappointment, and I'll hide my face from you. I'll look the other way so you don't have to see me like I am. I can't look at you because you don't deserve the scars, and I don't want you to look at me because I do. And so we hid, as it were, our faces from him. I don't want to see him like that, and I don't want him to see me like this. So I'll just hide my face. But look. Look at another prophecy concerning Jesus. One that the same prophet gives, Isaiah, in chapter 50, verse 6. Here's another portion of what happens there. He's talking about Jesus and what he does. I gave my back to the smiters and my cheeks to them that plucked off the hair. I hid not my face from shame and spitting. I didn't turn away. I didn't hide my face. I hid not my face from shame and spitting, for the Lord God will help me. Therefore shall I not be confounded. Therefore have I set my face like a flint. I'm not hiding my face, and I know that I shall not be ashamed. What do you mean, Isaiah? What do you mean in this prophecy concerning Jesus? What symbolically is being said? I tell you what is being said. Jesus is saying, hey, look at me. I'm not hiding my face from you. Look at me, full and free. Like the parent that reaches down to the child trying to get the attention. Maybe the child is looking down to the ground. They know they've disappointed the parent. They know they've done something they shouldn't do. And I've done it to my children. I know if you've had children, you've done it to your children. And you've reached down and you've grabbed their face. And you've said, hey, look at me. Look at me. I love you. Look at me. It's going to be all right. Hey, hey, look at me. I remember when my daughter, who got a hook in her ear by me, I remember she was in such pain. She's a little dramatic as it is. I remember, first of all, I felt so horrible because I had done the thing which caused her the pain. And I was trying my best to get the hook out without causing more pain. And I was trying and she was squirming and I was trying to get her to focus. And I grabbed her little face and said, baby, 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 look at me. Look at me. Daddy's not going to hurt you. I'm gonna help you. Look at me. Look at my face and you'll recognize that there's no malice here. Look at my face and you'll understand I'm only doing this because I love you and I don't want to see you hurt it. Jesus said, I hid not my face. Look at me, full and free. Don't hide your face. Don't turn away. Don't think that I don't want to see you. Don't think that I'm somehow disappointed. Don't think that you're going to save me some awkwardness. You need to understand. Look at these scars. Don't think they're beautiful. Don't turn your face from them. They are what are purchasing your salvation. Don't look at these things in disgust. Realize they're beautiful because they're going to make a way for you to be reconciled unto the Father. Look. Get me full and free. You don't have to look away anymore. You don't have to see suffering as something ugly. You don't have to see ridicule and persecution as something undesirable. The world may think so, but you need to understand it's the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Look at me, full and free. Don't worry about what I'm thinking about your scars. Don't worry about the beating and the bruisings that you have endured. Understand, I paid it all. Understand that this face that you see marred and disfigured is for you. And the Bible says, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame. He set his face as a flint. The understanding is that we no longer have to hide our faces from him. We can look full and free. I'm closing. You can stand to your feet. Look at him full and free. Don't turn away because you think he doesn't want to see you. And certainly don't turn away because you think, well, I'd rather not see him. Take it all in. Look at the scars, but don't feel sorry. Feel happy for yourself that he was wounded for your transgressions. Don't be repulsed by the crown of thorns. Realize they made possible a crown of righteousness for you. Understand. Look full and free. Don't hide your face from him. Don't think that he sees the scars as something ugly. No. He understands. He's scarred. More than any man, the Bible says, was his visage marred. Look at him, full and free. I don't have to turn aside anymore. I don't have to think, well, he doesn't want to see me like this. No. He's done all these things for you and for me. That we no longer have to hide our faces from him. We can look full and free. Came in the cool of the evening, walking in the garden. Adam, where art thou? Adam, realize you're hiding from me. And even though you've sinned, I've still come to stroll in the garden. Full and free. Know that his sacrifice was sufficient. The scars reveal the depth of his love. The bruising, the bleeding show how much he was willing to give that you and I could live with him forever. Look full and free. Nothing else. We need to take some moments and kneel before God. Thank you. Thank you that I no longer have to hide my face from you. I no longer have to look away. I realize you are wounded for my transgressions. I realize you are bruised for my iniquities. The chastisement of my peace was laid upon you. With your stripes I'm healed. So I look full and free. And I'm not worried about how you're going to view me. You see me through the blood. Though I have scars, though I've been beat up and bruised, though life has dealt harshly with me, you symbolically grab my face and say, look at me. Look at me. I love you. Pay attention to me. Block out the voices of the world. Others that would reject. Understand that I see you as beautiful. Look full and free. Of his glory and praise. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look at me. And look full and free. These altars are open.
In the light of his glory and grace.
I messed up this week, Pastor. I don't think he wants me to look. I made some mistakes recently. I don't think he wants to see me. Look full and free. Find love. You'll find sacrifice for you.
Will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Turn your eyes upon Jesus.
don't have to hide anymore. You don't have to turn your face from Him. Take it all in. Look at the marks upon His face, the signs of love.
Of His glory and grace. Turn your eyes upon Jesus.
Richard, I want to see it. I don't want Him to see me like this. Look full and free. Don't hide your face.
All this earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory.
Can we sing it one more time?
Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in His wonderful face. And the things of this earth will grow strange.
Our hands all over this house. Thank you. I can now look full and free. I don't have to hide my face. I don't have to turn away. I can turn towards. Find such love. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your sacrifice. That purchases my salvation. Thank you for your love, which knows no bounds. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you for being in the house of the Lord this morning. You may go in His precious name.